I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. I can't breathe. Those words haunted America in 2014 after the death of Eric Garner, a black man who was pinned in a chokehold by a New York City police officer. Now protesters in Brazil are comparing a death there with Garner's, and a Brazilian Black Lives Matter movement seems to be coalescing in response. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
Just like with Eric Garner, a cell phone video of the incident that allegedly killed Pedro Henrique Gonzaga went viral. It shows the events of February 14th inside a supermarket in an upscale neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro. 19-year-old Gonzaga is on the ground. It looks like a security guard is just laying on top of him. People surround them. Someone says Gonzaga can't breathe. He was taken to a hospital where he died from a heart attack.
When you see the details of this case, there's just no way you cannot think of Eric Garner.
Marcus Treve is a Detroit native who lives in Brazil and runs a blog about race among Brazilians. He says for days after Gonzaga died, there was conflicting information about what exactly happened. The security guard said Gonzaga, who was at the store with his mother, tried to grab the guard's gun. People have pointed out that's not shown on the video.
If you've seen pictures of Pedro Henrique, he's a small frame guy. He's a little bit on the frail side. It was absolutely unnecessary.
But not unusual, according to Human Rights Watch. It found police in the state of Rio de Janeiro killed more than 8,000 people between 2005 and 2015. Three-fourths of them were black men. Police say most are legitimate cases of officers defending themselves. Activists say that's an age-old defense officers use across the world.
This is not something that's happening in a vacuum. Every time something like this happens that involves a population of African descent, whether you see it in France, whether you see it in the United States, whether you see it in Brazil, is going to galvanize the population because people wake up and say, well, damn, that's the same thing that's happening here.
Brazil's history, like that of the U.S., is fraught when it comes to race. Brazil was an important hub of the transatlantic slave trade. It received millions of enslaved Africans. Slavery lasted until 1888, later than anywhere else in the Americas. Marcelo Pachau is a Brazilian economist who teaches at the University of Texas.
Brazilian black population are the poorest among the poor.
He says things for black Brazilians improved in the early 2000s because of progressive policies and affirmative action. Pachau says for a moment, it looked like Brazil was on a path toward equality. But he says there was a backlash.
This transformation helped to upset the white Brazilian middle class.
The economy soured, progressive policies ended, and Pachau says economic mobility slowed for black people. In 2015, police fatally shot five young black men out celebrating one of them getting his first paycheck. Last year, a black city councilor in Rio was killed, and no one's been charged with her murder. And a few months ago, Brazilians elected Jair Bolsonaro, a former army captain who's said racist and homophobic things. He's also said police officers should have freedom to do their job.
He was talking overtly about the violence. The police should have all liberty to act as they believe it in order to combat the crimes, etc.
At the same time, Pachau says, the danger has increased for anyone who takes a lead in opposing the government. Like last month, Brazil's first and only openly gay congressman announced he was leaving his job and the country after receiving death threats.
Because he said, I cannot bear it anymore. It is very dangerous nowadays to be a leader. Please believe me, the situation over there nowadays is very bad.
In the hours after Pedro Henrique Gonzaga's death, no one leader emerged against police brutality. Instead, there were many voices. A student in Sao Paulo posted a video saying if someone's suspected of theft, they should be investigated, not killed. Another activist pleaded with people to come out for demonstrations. Don't wait, she says. Don't wait until the racism that kills young people arrives at your house. The messages spread using the hashtag Vidas Negras Importam. That's Black Lives Matter in Portuguese. And so just 3 days after Gonzaga died, thousands of protesters demonstrated across the country. In front of the market where he died, they listed all the names of young black people killed by police.
Vidas Negras!
this murder galvanized people. It wasn't just a rally in Rio. It wasn't just in Sao Paulo. You had people in the rallies in Salvador, Bahia.
This is blogger Marcus Treve again.
People are reaching the boiling point. It's not quite there, but it could overflow if something else like this happens, because people are really like at the end of their rope now.
More people are finally willing to organize and fight, Treve says, because they know under Bolsonaro, it may not take long for things to get worse. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.